Are you tired of chasing happiness only to find yourself feeling empty? What if everything you've been taught about success, love, and fulfillment is wrong? Embrace the wisdom of the ancient Stoics and discover controversial lessons that will revolutionize your life. Buckle up, this journey is not for the faint of heart. Growing up, I was always taught to chase success, wealth, and happiness. I followed society's blueprint: excel in school, secure a high-paying job, and seek validation from others. Yet, despite achieving what many would call success, I felt a gnawing emptiness inside. When I lost my job, a position I had tied my identity and self-worth to, I was devastated. This turning point led me to explore philosophies that promised deeper meaning and fulfillment. It was then that I stumbled upon Stoicism, an ancient wisdom that challenged everything I thought I knew about life. Through personal trials, embracing discomfort, and radically shifting my mindset, I discovered the transformative power of Stoicism. Here are controversial lessons that reshaped my life and can revolutionize yours too. Prepare to question everything and embark on a journey towards true freedom and fulfillment. 1. Reject pity. Rejecting pity is one of the most counterintuitive and controversial lessons I've learned from Stoicism. Society often equates compassion with pity, encouraging us to feel sorry for those who are struggling. However, Stoicism teaches that pity can be disempowering, fostering a sense of helplessness and dependence. Instead of offering pity, true compassion lies in empowering others to find their strength and resilience. I remember a time when a close friend of mine, Mark, went through a rough patch after a devastating breakup. Naturally, my initial reaction was to shower him with pity, to console him, and express how sorry I felt for his situation. But as days turned into weeks, I noticed that my pity wasn't helping him. It was keeping him stuck in a cycle of self-pity and inaction. Drawing from Stoic philosophy, I decided to change my approach. Instead of offering sympathy, I started encouraging him to see his breakup as an opportunity for growth. I shared with him the Stoic idea that external events are beyond our control, but our responses to them are entirely within our power. By focusing on what he could control, his own thoughts and actions, Mark began to reclaim his sense of agency. He started working on himself, pursuing hobbies he had neglected, and eventually he emerged from his despair stronger and more self-assured. This experience taught me a profound lesson. Pity can trap people in their victimhood, while true compassion empowers them to rise above their circumstances. This perspective is controversial because it challenges the widespread belief that feeling sorry for someone is inherently kind and supportive. However, the deep message here is that genuine support involves helping others recognize and harness their inner strength. Rejecting pity means fostering resilience, not dependence. It means seeing people not as victims of their circumstances, but as capable individuals who have the power to overcome their challenges. By shifting from pity to empowerment, we help others build confidence and resilience. This mindset doesn't just benefit them, it transforms our relationships and the way we engage with the world. In a world where pity is often mistaken for compassion, embracing this Stoic principle requires courage and a willingness to challenge societal norms. But the rewards are immense: stronger, more resilient individuals who are empowered to face life's adversities head-on. So, the next time you encounter someone in distress, resist the urge to pity them. Instead, offer them the gift of empowerment and watch them transform their own lives. 2. Stop complaining. To stop complaining is one of the most transformative and controversial lessons from Stoicism. In today's world, where venting frustrations is seen as a healthy release and even a social bonding activity, Stoicism challenges us to see complaining as counterproductive and self-defeating. This perspective is not only controversial, but also incredibly powerful. I used to be a habitual complainer. Traffic, bad weather, long lines. Nothing was too trivial to escape my grievances. Complaining felt like a natural response to life's inconveniences and a way to connect with others who shared similar frustrations. However, I noticed that the more I complained, the more negative and helpless I felt. My constant venting didn't change my circumstances. It only reinforced my sense of powerlessness and negativity. One day, after yet another complaint-laden conversation with a friend, I stumbled upon a quote from the Stoic philosopher Epictetus. "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This resonated deeply with me. I realized that my constant complaining was a reaction that kept me stuck in a cycle of negativity. I decided to experiment with shunning complaints altogether. At first, it was incredibly difficult. I had to catch myself mid-sentence, reframe my thoughts, and find constructive ways to deal with my frustrations. Instead of complaining about traffic, I started using that time to listen to audiobooks or practice mindfulness. When faced with bad weather, I embraced it as an opportunity to enjoy indoor activities or reflect quietly. This shift had a profound impact on my mindset. By shunning complaints, I started to focus on solutions rather than problems. I felt more in control of my reactions and more at peace with my circumstances. My relationships improved as well. Conversations became more positive and meaningful without the constant undercurrent of shared grievances. The deep message here is that complaining is a form of surrender. It's an admission that you're at the mercy of your circumstances, powerless to change them. Shunning complaints, on the other hand, is an act of empowerment. It's a commitment to focus on what you can control, your thoughts, actions, and attitudes, rather than what you cannot. This perspective is controversial because it flies in the face of a culture that often encourages and even celebrates complaining as a form of expression and connection. However, the Stoic approach reveals a higher form of resilience and strength. By refusing to complain, you train yourself to see opportunities where others see obstacles and to cultivate a mindset of proactive problem-solving rather than passive lamentation. In a relatable sense, think about the last time you were stuck in a long line at the grocery store. Instead of grumbling and sighing, consider using that time to practice patience, strike up a pleasant conversation, or simply enjoy a moment of stillness in your busy day. This simple shift can turn a frustrating situation into a moment of growth and positivity. In conclusion, shunning complaining is not about suppressing your emotions or ignoring challenges. It's about choosing a more constructive and empowering response to life's inevitable difficulties. By embracing this Stoic principle, you'll find that your outlook on life becomes more positive, your resilience strengthens, and your capacity for finding solutions expands. So the next time you're tempted to complain, remember that you have the power to transform that moment into one of growth and empowerment. 3. Practice honest self-criticism. Practicing honest self-criticism is perhaps one of the most uncomfortable yet transformative Stoic lessons. In a culture that often promotes self-esteem and positive affirmations at any cost, the idea of rigorously critiquing oneself can seem harsh and even counterproductive. However, true growth and self-improvement lie in the ability to confront our flaws head-on and take responsibility for them. I used to shy away from self-criticism, preferring to focus on my strengths and accomplishments. Positive self-talk was my mantra, and while it helped me feel good temporarily, it did little to address my underlying issues. I was stuck in patterns of behavior that sabotaged my success and happiness, but I was too afraid to face them. Everything changed when I encountered the Stoic principle of prosoche, attentiveness to oneself. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, often reflected on his own shortcomings with brutal honesty. Inspired by his example, I decided to adopt a practice of daily self-examination, scrutinizing my actions, thoughts, and intentions with an unwavering eye. The first few attempts were incredibly tough. I had to confront parts of myself that I had long ignored or rationalized away. My impatience, my tendency to procrastinate, my occasional arrogance. It was painful to acknowledge these flaws, but it was also liberating. By bringing them to light, I could finally address them. One particularly poignant example was my habit of procrastination. I used to justify it as a need for more time to think or a preference for working under pressure. But honest self-criticism forced me to admit that it was actually fear of failure and a lack of discipline. Acknowledging this allowed me to develop strategies to combat it, such as breaking tasks into smaller steps and setting strict deadlines for myself. This rigorous self-criticism did not lead to self-loathing, as one might fear. Instead, it fostered a deeper understanding of myself and a commitment to improvement. I began to see my flaws not as fixed traits, but as areas for growth. This shift in perspective empowered me to take actionable steps towards becoming a better version of myself. The deep message here is that true self-love involves recognizing and working on our imperfections. It's about striving for self-improvement rather than settling for complacency. Honest self-criticism is not about tearing ourselves down, but about building ourselves up from a foundation of truth and accountability. This practice is controversial because it contradicts the popular notion that constant positive affirmation is the key to self-esteem. However, the Stoics teach us that genuine confidence comes from knowing ourselves fully, including our weaknesses, and taking responsibility for our actions. This level of honesty can be uncomfortable, but it is essential for true personal growth. Think of it this way. If you never acknowledge a leak in your roof, it will only get worse over time. By identifying the leak, you can repair it and prevent further damage. Similarly, by practicing honest self-criticism, you address your flaws and prevent them from undermining your success and happiness. In conclusion, practicing honest self-criticism is a powerful tool for self-improvement. It requires courage to face our flaws and discipline to work on them, but the rewards are immense. You gain a deeper understanding of yourself, stronger resilience, and a genuine sense of self-worth rooted in your ongoing commitment to growth. So, embrace this Stoic principle and start your journey towards becoming the best version of yourself. 4. Mindful consumption. In a world overloaded with information, entertainment, and instant gratification, the concept of mindful consumption stands as a beacon of clarity and self-discipline. Stoicism teaches us to be deliberate and selective about what we allow into our minds and bodies. This practice not only cultivates a healthier lifestyle, but also nurtures a more focused and serene mind. We live in an age where information is at our fingertips 24/7. The constant barrage of news, social media updates, and digital content can be overwhelming. I used to start my day by scrolling through social media and reading the news, thinking I was staying informed. However, I found myself feeling anxious, distracted, and sometimes even depressed by the endless stream of negative news and superficial content. Drawing inspiration from the Stoic principle of controlling what you can and accepting what you cannot, I decided to curate my information diet. I limited my news consumption to once a day from reliable sources and unfollowed accounts that didn't add value to my life. I began my mornings with a book or a meditation session instead. This shift not only reduced my anxiety, but also improved my focus and productivity throughout the day. Entertainment is another area where mindful consumption can make a significant difference. Binge-watching TV shows or spending hours on video games can be enjoyable in moderation, but they often lead to wasted time and unfulfilled potential. I used to justify my excessive TV watching as a way to unwind, but it often left me feeling more drained and disconnected from my goals. By applying Stoic wisdom, I started to evaluate how my entertainment choices impacted my well-being and personal growth. I replaced mindless TV marathons with activities that enriched my life, such as reading, learning a new skill, or engaging in meaningful conversations. This didn't mean eliminating entertainment altogether, but choosing content that inspired and educated me. Mindful consumption extends to what we eat and drink as well. The Stoics believed in temperance and self-control, advocating for a balanced approach to nourishment. I used to indulge in junk food and sugary drinks, not realizing how they affected my energy levels and overall health. Adopting a more mindful approach, I began to pay attention to how different foods made me feel. I started eating more whole foods, drinking plenty of water, and cutting back on processed snacks. This simple change led to increased energy, better focus, and a general sense of well-being. Practicing mindful eating, savoring each bite, and recognizing hunger and satiety signals helped me develop a healthier relationship with food. Even our social interactions can benefit from mindful consumption. Stoicism teaches us to surround ourselves with individuals who uplift and challenge us positively. I found that some relationships in my life were draining rather than enriching. Engaging in gossip or negative conversations left me feeling depleted and uninspired. I began to seek out relationships that were based on mutual respect, growth, and positivity. I spent more time with people who inspired me and less with those who brought negativity. This shift not only improved my mental health, but also created a more supportive and motivating social environment. Digital detox. Finally, implementing regular digital detoxes can greatly enhance mindful consumption. I used to be glued to my phone, constantly checking emails, texts, and social media. This habit was not only distracting, but also created a sense of urgency and stress. Inspired by Stoic practices, I started scheduling regular digital detoxes, times when I would disconnect from all digital devices. During these periods, I engaged in offline activities like hiking, journaling, or simply spending quality time with loved ones. These breaks helped me reset my mind, reduce stress, and reconnect with the present moment. Deep message. The deep message behind mindful consumption is about reclaiming control over our lives and making deliberate choices that align with our values and goals. It's about recognizing that not all input is beneficial and that our time and attention are precious resources. By being mindful of what we consume, whether it's information, entertainment, food, or social interactions, we cultivate a more intentional and fulfilling life. Mindful consumption challenges the norm of mindless indulgence and instant gratification. It requires discipline, self-awareness, and a commitment to personal growth. But the rewards are profound: greater clarity, reduced stress, improved health, and a deeper sense of purpose. In a world that constantly demands our attention, mindful consumption is a powerful practice that helps us focus on what truly matters and live a more meaningful life. 5. Morning mindset setting. Setting a positive and intentional mindset each morning is a powerful practice that can transform your entire day. This habit, rooted in Stoic philosophy, involves taking a few moments each morning to reflect, set your intentions, and prepare yourself mentally for the challenges ahead. In a fast-paced world where mornings often start with rushing and stress, adopting a mindful and deliberate approach to beginning your day can have a profound impact on your overall well-being and productivity. For years, my mornings were chaotic. The alarm would go off, and I'd immediately dive into my phone, checking emails and social media. This habit left me feeling anxious and overwhelmed before I even got out of bed. I realized that I was letting external forces dictate my mood and mindset for the day. Inspired by the Stoic practice of morning reflection, I decided to overhaul my morning routine. Instead of reaching for my phone, I started dedicating the first 15 minutes of my day to setting my mindset. This simple shift had a dramatic impact on my life. The morning routine. 1. Wake up. Earl, give yourself enough time in the morning so that you don't feel rushed. Waking up early allows you to start your day calmly and intentionally. 2. Mindful breathing. Begin with a few minutes of mindful breathing or meditation. This helps center your mind and bring your focus to the present moment. Taking deep breaths can reduce anxiety and set a calm tone for the day. 3. Gratitude practice. Think of 3 things you are grateful for. This practice shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, fostering a positive outlook. 4. Set intentions. Reflect on the kind of person you want to be and the values you want to uphold. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." Setting clear intentions helps you navigate your day with purpose and clarity. 5. Visualize success. Spend a few minutes visualizing your goals and the steps you will take to achieve them. This practice boosts motivation and confidence, making it easier to tackle your tasks. 6. Positive affirmations. Recite affirmations that reinforce your intentions and goals. Phrases like, "I am capable," "I am resilient," and "I will approach today with calm and focus" can help set a constructive mindset. 7. Review your day. Look at your schedule and plan your day. Identify potential challenges and think about how you can handle them with patience and wisdom. This preparation helps you feel more in control and ready to face whatever comes your way. The deep message. The deep message behind morning mindset setting is that the way you start your day significantly influences your mood, productivity, and interactions. By taking control of your mornings, you set the tone for a more intentional and fulfilling day. This practice aligns with the Stoic principle of focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, attitudes, and actions. This habit might seem controversial in a society that often glorifies busyness and multitasking. Many people believe that productivity starts with diving straight into work, but Stoic philosophy teaches us that taking time for reflection and setting intentions is not a waste, but an essential investment in our mental and emotional well-being. By prioritizing your mindset, you are better equipped to handle stress, make thoughtful decisions, and interact more positively with others. This approach challenges the norm of reactive living and promotes a proactive, mindful way of life. 6. Daily reflection. Daily reflection is a powerful Stoic practice that involves examining your thoughts, actions, and experiences at the end of each day. This habit encourages self-awareness, personal growth, and continuous improvement. In a world where days blur together and moments pass by in a whirlwind of activity, taking time for daily reflection can provide clarity, direction, and a deeper sense of purpose. My journey with daily reflection began during a period when I felt directionless and overwhelmed. I was constantly busy, but rarely felt productive or fulfilled. I read about the Stoic philosopher Seneca, who advocated for regular self-examination. Inspired by his practice, I decided to incorporate daily reflection into my routine. Initially, it felt awkward and time-consuming. However, as I persisted, it became a cherished part of my day. Reflecting on my actions, thoughts, and emotions helped me identify patterns, celebrate small victories, and learn from my mistakes. 1. Find a quiet space. Choose a calm, comfortable place where you can reflect without distractions. This could be a cozy corner of your home, a quiet park bench, or any space that helps you focus. 2. Journal your thoughts. Write down your experiences and feelings from the day. What went well? What challenges did you face? How did you respond to them? Journaling helps clarify your thoughts and provides a record you can look back on. 3. Evaluate your actions. Reflect on your behavior and decisions. Were they in line with your values and goals? Did you act with integrity, kindness, and wisdom? Honest self-assessment is crucial for personal growth. 4. Identify lessons. Learned. Consider what you learned from the day's experiences. Every day offers opportunities for growth, whether through successes or failures. By identifying these lessons, you turn each day into a stepping stone for improvement. 5. Set intentions for tomorrow. Based on your reflections, set clear, achievable goals for the next day. This helps you approach each new day with purpose and determination. 6. Practice gratitude. End your reflection with a note of gratitude. Acknowledge the positive aspects of your day, no matter how small. Gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant, fostering a positive mindset. The deep message behind daily reflection is the importance of living an examined life. As Socrates famously said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." Daily reflection encourages mindfulness and self-awareness, helping you align your actions with your values and goals. It's about taking responsibility for your personal growth and continuously striving to be a better version of yourself. In a culture that often prioritizes external achievements over internal growth, the practice of daily reflection can seem controversial. Many people are conditioned to measure success by external markers, wealth, status, accolades, rather than by personal development and self-awareness. Stoicism challenges this norm by emphasizing the importance of inner virtues and self-improvement. The deep message behind these Stoic habits is about living with purpose and integrity. It's about aligning your actions with your values and continuously striving to be the best version of yourself. By embracing Stoic principles, you not only enhance your own life, but also contribute positively to the world around you. Each habit is a step towards a more meaningful, balanced, and fulfilling existence. So, take the first step today. Reflect on your actions, set your intentions, engage in acts of kindness, and practice mindful consumption. As you integrate these habits into your life, you will discover a profound transformation, leading to a life of greater wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Take that step with the wisdom of Stoicism guiding your way. If our content has been making your day a little brighter and you want to help us reach new heights, we'd be over the moon if you'd consider supporting the channel. Your support not only keeps us fueled, but also lets us bring you even more epic content. Join our exclusive community on Patreon, insert your Patreon link here, and get behind-the-scenes goodies, early access to new videos, and so much more. Your support is like rocket fuel for our creativity. And for those who love to spread a little joy with a one-time gesture, you can buy me a coffee at insert buy me a coffee link here. It's a quick and easy way to show some love and keep the good vibes flowing. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of this amazing journey. We couldn't do it without you. Catch you in the next video.